The FBI has named the largest and most active U.S.-based terrorist group, and its identity may surprise you. The answer is the Earth Liberation Front, according to the FBI's top domestic terrorism officer. Over the last several years, the ELF, a group of radical environmentalists, has claimed responsibility for dozens of acts of destruction. Most notable was a fire at the Vail Ski Resort in 1998 that caused millions of dollars in damage. Congress is trying to increase pressure on law enforcement to catch ELF members. Yesterday, lawmakers called the group's former spokesman to testify before the House Committee on Resources. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The star witness of the eco-terrorism hearing did not come voluntarily. Craig Rosebrow, the former Earth Liberation Front spokesman, was subpoenaed. The tall, thin, 20-something grad student entered the hearing room poker-faced. He barely acknowledged the few hundred ELF supporters who packed the hearing room and spilled out into the hallway. ELF's 50 or so acts of economic sabotage have cost corporations about $40 million in the last few years. Representative Scott McGinnis's state of Colorado has been the site of several attacks, including the 1998 attack on Vail Mountain. He opened the hearing.
Mr. Rosebaugh, if you would please stand and raise your right hand, I'd like to administer the oath.
Oversized photos hung on easels in front of the witness table. There were pictures of recent fires started by the ELF and copies of an ELF manual on how to set fires with electrical timers. Craig Rosebrow declined the opportunity to make an opening statement.
We'll now proceed with questions from the committee, and I'll begin the questions. Are you currently affiliated with the Earth Liberation Front?
I'll take the Fifth Amendment.
Do you believe that ultimately people will get hurt in these attacks? The congressman continued. Are you trying to bring about revolution? To each of these questions, Rosebrow gave the same reply.
I'll take the Fifth Amendment on that question.
In the past, Rosebrow has said he doesn't know members of the ELF personally. When he served as spokesman, he says he just passed on anonymous communiques from the group after each attack. The communiques came in the form of encrypted emails. Even the FBI has not been able to trace them. Rosebrow was questioned for 29 minutes. In that time, he offered up no new information to the committee, not about the group's organization, and not about its membership. Perhaps lawmakers would have had better luck outside. Out on the street, supporters who'd gotten fed up with waiting in line staged a small demonstration in support of the ELF. One woman, Heather Muth, held a protest sign in one hand and a sleeping infant on her hip. The 27-year-old activist says she knows several members of the Earth Liberation Front.
I knew two people that were really into it, and they were really very anonymous figures, but I respected their views so much. I mean, they were farther than I would ever probably go, especially now that I've got a kid. But I respected their commission, their dedication.
She wouldn't accept that ELF members have anything in common with terrorists.
I really respect they take a lot of care not to hurt people. And I think that's what the difference between activists and terrorists is. They're not harming people.
Mainstream environmental groups stayed away from the eco-terrorism hearing. Alan Madison of the Sierra Club called the event peculiar.
The Sierra Club and other environmental groups have been denouncing eco-terrorism and all sorts of violence for years and years.
He says despite the turnout of activists, the violent, lawless wing of the environmental movement is tiny. Back in the hearing room, Congressman McGinnis insisted he wouldn't let Rosebrow off the hook this easily. He says Rosebrow will be given one more chance to answer questions. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Capitol Hill.